Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. So glad to be with you on today. Just welcome you all here today. Sorry, I'm just a little discombobulated here because I had to change something at the last minute. And I definitely want to say, if you want to watch the streaming of the show, it's now on Ustream, okay? And that's why I'm just discombobulated because I had to change to Ustream at the last minute. So if you want to check out the live streaming of this broadcast, please come to my Ustream, okay, which is giving you the link, let me go to my Facebook. I posted it on Facebook. That's the only time I had to put it on. Okay, let me go to the link. Okay, here it is, www.ustream.tv/channel/richsister, okay? I'm going to repeat that again, www.ustream.tv, and Ustream, U-S-T-R-E-A-M as in Mary, .tv/channel/richsister, RICHSISTAH. So you got to find me on Ustream. That's why I'm like off, because I had it set to go live stream, because that's where I'm usually at. But the last minute, I had to do Ustream, so my apologies. So please go to Ustream, www.ustream.com. .tv/channel/richsister, okay? So I welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. If you need info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's where I like to call my one-stop shop, okay? And you can go there by going to www.jackieapp.com. And I'm in the chat for both Ustream and Blog Talk Radio, so you can come to the Ustream and watch this live, or you can stay on BTR if you're comfortable with BTR. And that's my website, www.jackieapp.com. Once again, for any info you need about the blog, about the radio show, whatever info that you may need, social networks, if you want to sponsor or donate to Thoughts for Vision, whatever you want, just definitely that is the place to go. Once again, website www.jackieapp.com. Check it out, okay? Once again, to watch the streaming of the show, it's Ustream, okay? www.ustream.tv/channel/richsister. RICHSISTAH. It's Ustream, okay? I'll get around to changing it everywhere else. I just made the change on Facebook. So if you want to check it out, please feel free to do so, okay? And I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to get right into today's topic. And being that I'm on Ustream as well today, may go a little longer than the time allowed it on Blog Talk Radio. So definitely feel free to pop over to Ustream to get the rest of the show. But definitely I'm excited because I know it's been a minute since I did any kind of streaming show. It's been over a year, and I've been meaning to get back, and I'm sitting up here preparing on the usual streaming site that I'm usually on, and of course at the last minute it wanted to go kaplooey. So thank God I had this account anyway as a backup, so thank God. So it was no thing to quickly just set that up because I still wanted to do it. I wanted you to see my face today, at least best you can of it. I know my face, forgive me, is kind of dark right now, and I used to have my desk lamp. I used to have my desk like here to kind of shine on my face. But give me a sec. Shut up. Sorry, just all of this at the last minute. So my apologies. So hope you see my face the best way you can. But I definitely welcome you to the show today. But today you can check out the show on either Blog Talk. Use your website, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsdivision. Or you can come to Ustream today, www.ustream.tv/channel/richsister. And let me post that in the BTR chat room so you can, because I know the other link is in there. So let me post the link that you can come to if you want to come to Ustream. So let me post that link into BTR. So that's the link, okay? Some reason it went weird how they typed it in here, but that's the link. www.ustream.tv/channel/richsister, RICHSISTAH. So I posted that in the BTR chat room, so if you want to come to Ustream and watch it instead, feel free to do so. And as well, I'll put the BTR link in the Ustream chat room as well. So thank you so much for tuning into the show today. Today's topic: get off the sideline. Once again, today's topic: get off the sideline. Get off the sideline. You're like, what could that possibly mean, to get off the sideline? What could that possibly mean? Well, I'll definitely share that with you. Now, of course, immediately when you think of sideline, you think of what? You immediately think of football, right? You immediately think of football, okay? And I see I need to repost this. I see I got, okay. Immediately think of football. Immediately think of football. And you think of the football players. You think of the football players on the team. The ones who are, you know, in the game playing at the time, they're out on the field. But for those who are not playing at a particular time, they are aware, waiting on the what? Sideline. They are waiting on the sideline. That means they are waiting either to, you know, take a rest or like the coach pulled them off, the coach pulled them off to, you know, to change out some of the other players, because, you know, There's only so many people that play at a time, and as they get tired and they feel like they need to sit down and refuel and refresh, you know, the coach changes them out and tell them, okay, y'all come in, and you couple go out and get out there. And, you know, the sideline is meant for to just get a refueling and a refreshing. That's what the sideline is for, to just simply rest a minute, refuel, refresh, and then, you know, when the coach puts you back in, you know, get out there then. Get out there. Eventually, after you refuel and refresh, get back out there. Get back out there. And I want to read some definitions. I mean, and of course, I'm using that analogy of football. You know, immediately when you think sideline, that's what I think the majority of people think about is football. They think football to help you really grasp that analogy. But I want to read to you some of the definitions of what sideline is. Now, of course, the first example is like what I used as an example as it relates to football. Or really not just football, probably any sport, but definitely basketball, whatever. But I want to read the definition of sidelines that they want to state. And this is according, this particular definition that I'm going to be reading is actually according to what's called the Free Dictionary. And I like some of their terms. Now, of course, the one that I refer to that I'm using as an example, now I want to read this definition of sidelines. It says, the space outside such limits occupied by coaches, and then listen to this, inactive players and spectators. And that's the definition that I'm using in regards to what I'm using as a course, an example. I want to give you some other definitions of, like, sideline. Because sideline is also used as a verb. The word sideline is not just a noun. It's also a verb. So the verb sideline means, I'm going to read these definitions because very, very important, and that's the purpose of this topic. One says to remove or keep from active participation. Another one I want to read is to prevent a person from pursuing a particular activity, operation, career, etc. See, that's the meaning of the verb sideline, to keep from being active. To keep from being active. And that's what I want to focus on today. Do you find yourself on the sideline of life? See, as I use the analogy of with football, as you should know, in football or even basketball, whatever, the players are on the sideline as the coaches switch them out, you know, switch certain players out during the game to, you know, to give each one, to give each player a chance to eventually play the game. But he's got to switch out, any smart coach will switch out certain players, you know, as they, you know, kind of worn out, get tired, you know, not one player plays throughout the whole game. They have to switch out and, you know, have the players sit for a minute to rest and recoup, and then send them back out there. See, we don't want to get it twisted. The sideline is never, it's never for us to make a home out of it or to stay there permanently. See, eventually the sidelines is for to rest and recuperate and then get back out there. But are there some of you out there? Are there some of you out there that maybe made the mistake of having your sideline, the sideline in your life, making that your home, your permanent place of residence? See, the sideline is not to be your permanent home. It's just supposed to be a time of rest and recoup. Just for you to rest and recoup. It's not supposed to be your permanent home. You know, the sidelines is just simply to get refreshed. I mean, this is something that I had to be reminded of myself in my life. I mean, generally, things may be going good, you know, even if things are maybe genuinely going good, never mind if you're just nowhere on the mark to where God has you to be, but even if things could be seeming fairly well, still, there's a time where we can get into a comfort zone. We get into a place of comfort. Or you may feel in life that you're just not fully where you want to be. I mean, you know, you're in a good place. You enjoy what you're doing, but you know that there's more. You know that there's more. There's more in store for you. There's more in store. For those of you who know that there's more in store, and maybe it's some of you that don't have any kind of idea of what God truly has for you to do. Can you say in your life that you know where God has you to be at this particular time in life? I mean, do you know? Do you have any kind of clue of where God will have you to be? Do you have any clue? And this is the time where you can talk to the God in prayer and find out where he would have you to be. Do you understand, as I constantly try to say on this program, do you understand that God has a plan or a purpose for your life? Do you understand that? God has a plan, God has a purpose for your life. Oh, sorry, y'all. I'm sitting up here trying to give myself some light so you can see my face, but as you can see, this ain't enough light. I was trying to do something. It's like I said, I had to change this up at the last minute, and I had better light on the other format. So trying to see. There's nothing I can do to, maybe I better turn on the overhead light and maybe you'll see my face better. You'll see my face better. Peek out for 1 minute. Light's really not really helping. Sorry, y'all. I tried. I'll leave the light on, but it's not really helping as far as my face goes. I definitely need to get another desk lamp, because the desk lamp I had and played out, I used to use that to illuminate my face, but yeah, that's camera 101. Got to have some light on your face. Trust me, I know. But hey, we got to work with what we got to work with. Hopefully, by the time I do another streaming show, I'll have that light. But I used to have a desk lamp light and to shine on my face. But my apologies, over my light in the room ain't doing no good. So I'm sorry. I tried. But back to the conversation. Do you feel like you're in a place of comfort, or you may be just settling, you know? But just remember, God has so much in store for you. If you don't know what that is, all I challenge you to do is just simply talk to God about it. Talk to him. Just talk to him, and he'll help you out with any and everything. You know, we're not meant to just sit on the sideline. We got to get off. We got to get off the sideline. We got to get off this sideline. We got to get off it. I mean, think about it. So much he has in store for you. Just remember, the sideline is a place of just simple rest and recoup. That's all the sidelines is for you to rest and recoup and eventually get back out there. Eventually get back out there. Get back out there. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but whatever that means to you, that could be career-wise, that can be relationship-wise, that can be taking care of yourself-wise, whatever that means to you, you know, you got to get back out onto the field where the action is. See, there's no action on the sideline. Sideline represents inactivity. That's what the sidelines represent. The action is on the field. The action's on the field. But you got to be on the field to get into the action. If you're on the sidelines all the time, you know, you're going to miss out on the action. So what does that mean in your life? Where in your life do you find yourself sitting on the sideline? Like I said, I had to confront myself with this as of recently. And I am determined to get myself in the areas that I need to in my life off the sideline. I need to get back out onto that field and play. I can't let anything stop me. I can't. I got to get back out onto that field and play. You got to be, you know, you can't let fear, doubt stop you. You know? Can't let fear and stop. Lord. Can't let fear or doubt get in the way, you know. Can't let family members, friends, co-workers, even fellow churchgoers, can't let them get in the way of what you want to do. I mean, it's kind of sad, but you can't share your vision. See, also in relation to football, there's a time where the coaches get the players together and go over the play, right? You know, they're going over the play, they get in their huddle, go over the play just before, just before they they go out in the field, they huddle up and just and go over the play. And then he sends you out there. Well, we all have a playbook, our individual playbook for our lives that God has given us. See, we have our individual, we have a like a collective one for whatever that means to you. Maybe it's collective one for at your job, at your church, or whatever other group or whatever. You know, there's a collective one, and however that applies. But we all have from God an individual playbook handed to us from Him. We have our own individual playbook handed to us from Him for our lives. And our job is to grab hold of that playbook and study it. And, hey, like the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. That's what we got to do with our individual playbook. We got to study it and then go out and take the action to go get it. We can't let nothing stand in the way. Not our fears, not other people. We can't let anything get in the way of that. What is your individual playbook? Has God handed you your individual playbook yet? And if He hasn't, why not? See, that's a reason. There's a reason why He hasn't handed you that playbook yet. Maybe because you're not ready. You're not ready to be handed your playbook for whatever reasons. He doesn't trust you. He doesn't trust to send you out onto the field yet because, you know, if He hands you this playbook, are you going to follow the rules of the playbook, or are you going to go and try to make your own playbook? See, that's one of the mistakes we make, a real typical crucial mistake that we tend to make, especially even if we reach a time of, like, desperation or just feeling like we don't have hope. See, that's when we want to sit up here and try to create our own playbook and ditch the one that the Lord already made for us. But you got to understand, with His playbook, you can't go wrong. With His playbook, you can't go wrong. Letting you know, we only have 2 minutes, well, 2 live minutes anyway, to the Blog Talk Radio show. So I welcome you to want to hear the rest of the show live. I welcome you to come to the Ustream page. Once again, www.ustream.tv/channel/richsister. If you want to listen to the rest of the show, because going to go a little bit more over time. So come to Ustream if you want to watch the rest of it and listen to the rest of it. Once again, ustream.tv/channel/richsister, RISTAH. So we a little over a minute of live Blog Talk time, so feel free to come over to the Ustream channel and watch, okay? So what about that playbook? Once again, what about that playbook? What about your playbook that God has given you? Are you following it, or are you going to your own playbook? I mean, it's up to you. It's your decision whose playbook you're going to follow. And you're either going to follow your own, or you're going to follow God. It's up to you. You know, do you find yourself in a rut, or are you taking a place of a comfort? Are you taking a place of comfort? Do you find yourself being in a comfort zone? Settling. You may like what you're doing, And you know, this is something I had to evaluate on recently. I like everything that I'm doing, but it's some areas that I need to refocus on. In addition to everything else I'm doing, it's some areas I need to refocus. In fact, one, I really didn't really, in so many ways, I may have at least thought about it, but I really haven't taken the actions necessary to do what I need to do in this situation. And a lot of you may be there. A lot of you may be there, whatever that is, whatever that means to you. Whatever area, whether it's career, personal life, whatever that means to you. What does that mean to you? What does being in your comfort zone mean to you? What does it mean to you? It may mean not taking the action necessary for you to do what you got to do, or are you even aware? Are you even aware of what you need to do? Are you even aware of it? You know, has God handed you your individual playbook yet? If he hasn't, there's a reason why. Or have you searched? Of course, there's two typical reasons. We either don't ask for our playbook or even know to ask for our playbook. Some of us don't know to ask for the playbook or don't think to ask about a playbook because we're too into trying to do it on our own. Or if you've asked God for the playbook, he hasn't fully, well, does he ever fully give us the playbook? No, he kind of gives us little bit by little bit as we, you know, as our obedience. It all depending on our faith and our obedience. I mean, he gives a little bit of our playbook a little bit at a time. He'll never ever give you the whole thing. You know, it's all about your level of faith and obedience. And see, that's where, if you've asked for your playbook, if you've at least asked for your playbook and you haven't gotten it yet, see, that could be the key reasons why. Because it's depending on our faith level and our obedience level. If you don't have the faith to believe in what your playbook can entail, then, his hands can be tied because of our faith, our disbelief, and definitely our disobedience. If we're not obedient and we're not tuned in to the Spirit, you know, that's where following the playbook can get shaky. It can get shaky. See, you got to trust and believe and have the faith. You really got to trust and believe and have the faith that God will do what he said he will do. I mean, it's our choice. It's our choice to believe whether he's going to do it or not. It's our choice. Our choice. We got to decide for ourselves. Do we believe that God says he's going to do what he said he'd do? You got to believe that. You have got to have the faith to believe for yourself and be willing to step off of the sidelines of life. I mean, go ahead, be on the sideline, get your rest, you know, because that's all the sideline is meant for, resting and recouping. And I really needed to, and that's what the bulk of this year really was spent doing for me, just really, because starting off wasn't the best. I was just kind of in a place where, okay, Lord, where would you have me to go? And as that, you know, there's a time where you do have to sit on the sideline for a minute. But like I said, that should just be for a refreshing and a recouping. And then as God kind of shows you the way to go and you take your steps. See, once God show, first of all, ask God to show you which way to go. Okay, you know, Lord, what's the next step to the playbook? What's the next step to the playbook? Because I'm a little shaky right now. What's the next step to the playbook? As you ask, he'll show you. And then, after he shows you, you got to take the action. You know? That's where we, for the most part, mess up. First of all, we don't ask. You have not because you ask not. And then when we ask him, we don't obey. We get tired of, I mean, if we obey him at all, or eventually we get tired of obeying him and want to follow our own way. So those are the main mistakes. Either you don't ask, or when you ask, you get stubborn, you get full of pride, and then you get sick of wanting to do it his way, and then you want to go on your own route. So tap into God. Tap into his goodness. You know, tap into who he is. Cause, and not that you want to have this attitude of just giving to get. It's, you know, first and foremost, we want to just love and respect God for who he is. We just want to love him for who he is. You know, not for what we can get from him. You know, like he's a genie, but first of all, love God for who he is. And he is the creator of this universe. He is the one true and only God. You know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let me repeat that. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And as long as you understand that, you're going to be well on your way to greatness, to destiny, to purpose. And with that, that's all I have to say about the topic today. I hope what I said to you today has truly, truly, truly blessed your life. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, sorry about the, if you're watching on Ustream, you know, the darkness on my face. My apologies. I would have had time to prepare if I didn't have to, at the last minute, change my streaming site. So, but that's okay. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to take these last few minutes to remind you that the Thoughts for Vision anniversary is coming up. And like I said, I always like to say I have an anniversary period, okay, which is going to be from October the 20th through November the 8th. During that time, you can start right now. I welcome you if you want to make a special anniversary donation to Thoughts for Vision. Welcome you to go to the website www.jackieap.com, and you can make a donation. Like I said, if you want to come here to Ustream, the website is posted in the Ustream chat room while we have a few minutes left at ustream.tv/channel/richsister. Definitely come in. You can click on the link from there to go to the website. Or if you're listening or watching this broadcast, you know, in the archives, definitely, once again, www.jackieap.com. You can click there at the top. You'll see the donate button that will lead to the PayPal site. And you can click from there and make a donation. And as well as just, you know, any well wishes for the Thoughts for Vision anniversary. And this is going to be the fifth anniversary of Thoughts for Vision. So looking forward to this. Definitely going to be celebrating that next Saturday, which is October the 17th, at the Taste of Soul. It's a family festival that's held here in Los Angeles. I mean, this year they have a milestone. They're making 10 years this year of the Taste of Soul Family Festival, and they have that along Crenshaw Boulevard, that's C-R-E-N-S-H-A-W Boulevard, in between Stocker and Exposition. So if you're out here in the city of Los Angeles, or will be out in the Los Angeles area next Saturday, I welcome you to check out the Taste of Soul. I'll be out there taking pictures and, you know, talking to some of the great people out there. And they have vendors and food and performances and so much more. So I welcome you to come out to the Taste of Soul. That's on October the 17th. I'll be there hanging out. You know, that'll be my little pre-kickoff to my 5th anniversary of Thoughts Vision. Just want to take this time to say thank you to all of you out there who watched or listened to even one show or read even just one blog. I take this time to just say thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. It means so much to me. And you just don't know. You just don't know. It takes perseverance to, you know, five years is a long enough time to be doing this. I mean, and it takes perseverance for you to do what God has for you to do. So I take this time to say thank you so much for your support and much prayers as I continue on. And in the other areas of my life that I need to refocus or even start working on. Because like I said, today's topic was first to me, okay? Because I have some things I need to refocus on or even just really get going and started on. So I'm talking, this show was including Jacqueline Price, okay? As well as hopefully some of you out there. If you find yourself sitting on the sideline in any area of your life, hey, get off. Get off the sideline. Get started and get going. Okay? That's it for the show today. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thought Provision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful day, and I will see you on the radio actually Sunday. Actually, tune in Sunday on the Caliwood Media Network. You can go to that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood Media Network. So tune in Sunday to hear Thoughts for Vision at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time on the Caliwood Media Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood, that's C-A-L-L-Y-W-O-O-D, Media Network. So tune in on this coming Sunday, okay? Take care, and God bless.